Today is President Kennedy's 104th birthday. It's the year 2021. And I'm in Horseshoe Bay, British Columbia. It's on the coast. It's something of a tourist town, just visiting a friend here. A friend I've known for 38 years. Can you imagine someone maintaining a friendship with Brian Roof for 38 years after all my changes? So, of course, I'm here to celebrate President Kennedy's birthday. Show you a bit. But President Kennedy's been, he was my hugest hero as a kid. I'm still a big fan of President Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, of course. I've always venerated them. Of course, my view of them, certainly the view of the assassination has changed over the years as I learn more. What I'd like to comment on about President Kennedy's assassination now, I mean, I've covered it so much and I've had videos with Dr. Jim Fetzer and others. I'm just going to comment on another angle of it, since my interest lately is on the gray alien agenda with the mantid gray aliens and their suppression of UFO disclosure, the effect on the American government and other governments. So I think there's an effect on effect on U.S. government secrecy with the prevention of disclosure of UFO truth. Going back to the beginning, there was the Eisenhower meeting with the gray aliens in 1954. So President Kennedy came right after President Eisenhower. So here's the vital thing. There's pretty good evidence or documentation, I'm not sure if it's proven, of course, that President Kennedy ordered the intelligence agencies to turn over to the White House control of UFO information, like the CIA and others. Another aside is that I believe in the 1947 crash at Roswell of the flying saucers, there's a young congressman, John F. Kennedy, who got elected in 1946. He was in the know through his connections at the Navy. He may have been the only congressman who knew about this. So he was in the know about this. So I think the big deal here is that President Kennedy, you know, being a great leader and wanted freedom and democracy, an open democracy, felt that the right thing for the American people is to have an open society, not to have secrecy. So he made the decision, probably, maybe, that we should not have this total secrecy. There should be openness, an open society. We should not hide the truth about UFO secrecy. So it may have been his decision months before his death or the year before his death to use his power as the President of the United States, as the head of the military, to order this turnover to the White House so that the President would have this authority and control. He certainly took seriously his job as President of the United States, and I feel he died for it. So from studying Shirley Hansen's book, The Dual Soul Connection, I'm convinced that her book is true. What she's saying in the book, she's been on the crafts many times. Like, she's about in her late 60s, all her life she's experienced time on the craft with the gray aliens. She's written about the society, culture, and agenda of the gray aliens better than anyone else I know. But like, maybe millions of people have been on the crafts. Thousands of witnesses, and many are writing about it. So her source, I think, is not just one source. I'm saying there's a lot of sources. But here's the vital thing I'm trying to tell you. These wise grays elders in their hierarchical spiritual society, these wise grays elders, these ancient grays, said to her, like in a whole seminar of human beings, maybe 30, maybe 100 of them, I don't know. They said, look, this is not the time for UFOs disclosure. This was a mini shadow large craft in 1983. This is 38 years later. Even then, at that time, they're saying, we cannot have total open disclosure about UFOs and aliens. It has to go slowly. And many of the human beings there, like many of us in the field of ufology, say, no, come on, we're ready for it. No, they disagreed. But the wise grays are saying, you're ready for it. But billions of people are not. Humanity can't take the truth. They cannot handle the truth. Humanity cannot handle the truth. So it's their decision. Remember, this is not a vote. It's a hierarchical spiritual society, and humans are down in the hierarchy. So I basically agree with the Greys, as I've stated in recent videos. I'm a Grey alien advocate. Brian Rue is working for the Mantis. You can see that video. My personal opinion, my personal position is I defer to the Greys' wisdom, and I agree. This long-standing policy of governmental secrecy on UFOs must remain in place at all costs. For instance, Secretary of State James Forrestal was murdered in 1947. That was appropriate. That was necessary because he wanted to talk. If people have to be killed to keep them silent, that's the way it's got to be, according to the Grey aliens. So now I'm talking about President Kennedy's assassination. It may have been the appropriate thing to do. Now, wouldn't it be nice if the Greys could have just said to him, Mr. President, you don't need to go to Dallas tomorrow. Please just maintain secrecy or we're going to kill you in Dallas. I mean, I prefer they gave him that option, and I prefer that he didn't die. But I'm not inside the halls of power. I don't know how this went down. But it's hard for me to praise Lyndon Johnson, Vice President Johnson, and certainly the evidence is conclusive he was part of the assassination, probably even, I think, the main organizer. But there may have been, certainly there's a misdirection. In the 60s, they made you think, okay, maybe Lee Harvey Oswald had someone helping him. And then later I thought, oh, maybe Fidel Castro did it or the CIA did it. And then the movie JFK came out in 1991. People realized, oh, it was Vice President Johnson who did it. With J. Edgar Hoover, they're protecting each other's careers. They helped each other. Then you say, oh, yeah. But now we know that movie itself was a misdirection to take attention away from Israel. Israel wanted atomic bombs. And, oh, now that's it. Israel on atomic bombs. So that's the highest ultimate reason why President Kennedy's assassin. And I've bought that for a few years. But now I'm thinking maybe even that's a misdirection. This is the purpose of this video. Is it possible that blaming Israel for wanting the atomic bomb is another misdirection, that the real reason is that my guys, who I support and I defer to, the Grey aliens, felt in their wisdom President Kennedy had to be assassinated to maintain UFO secrecy and prevent disclosure. Is that possible? So purpose of this video is to speculate. I'm always refining my hypothesis of the truth. I certainly claim that I don't know the truth about aliens. I don't know what's going on. I just have a working hypothesis. So this is the first video I decided to discuss this on President Kennedy's birthday, May 29th, 2021. So please leave comments below this video. Let me know what you think. And I'm always hoping my audience will do some research, right? Do some research, leave comments, email me. The world has actually learned some things from my videos and the comments and the conversations that's come out of these videos. So that's a very big one. Was the President of the United States assassinated because the Grey aliens, in their compassion, felt they had to protect billions of human beings from someone that powerful? You can understand, I can say whatever I want. Other experiencers who've been with the Greys on the craft, they can publish books, make videos, say whatever they want, but not the President of the United States. If the President of the United States says, well, actually, since the 1850s, these Grey aliens from Zeta Reticulum and other places have pretty much decided they're going to take over our planet. There's nothing we can do about it. And within probably in about 500 years from now, Homo sapiens is going to be transformed into a hybrid of these Greys with Homo sapiens. And Homo sapiens will just be a sample, a remnant of what they used to be, living concurrently with these hybrids. That would upset a lot of people. So the decision is to keep this a secret. So this is a very big deal. I believe this is the single biggest issue in the world. No pun intended, as this is beyond the world. So these are my thoughts for today. So please like, subscribe, donate to the Brian Rue Show. It's good karma for you. Although I'll admit this month of May has been one of my best months for donations. Thank you kindly, all of you out there. And I realize I should have to point downwards now for the Brian Ruse Show. I believe here on BitChute, you click on The Brian Ruse Show. I think it's down here. You don't click on Brian, you click on The Brian Ruse Show, and then scroll down and you see about my 30 playlists there. So, till next time, folks. So thanks for listening. I appreciate your time. You know, I really feel it's a privilege to make these videos and have thousands of people watching them. You know, I've had over 6 million hits. It is a privilege for me to be able to speak. And it's due to the technology of all these great white guys over the years who make this incredible technology to have videos and the internet. So I'm thankful to everyone. It's a team effort, guys. And I'm optimistic about the future. I really am. So till next time, folks, God willing. See you later. Baby geese, so adorable.
Hi, Mama, look out.
Hi, baby geese. Hi there. Hi, baby geese. Huh? Mother, watching me. Hi, Mother. Don't want to disturb the baby geese. Oh.